At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 489.
On Now You Know.
Nick Cruz Patane has been taking a lot of robotaxi rides this past week, and he has some interesting feedback.
He said there's now a 15-minute timer in your robotaxi live activity for you to enter the vehicle once it has arrived. So that's a long time. Usually with like an Uber, they get tired after like 4 minutes.
Right. How do you legally park for 15 minutes?
Well, that's coming up, actually. Yeah, Nick said Tesla Robotaxi just parked in a parking spot when picking us up from Target. So that's because of the new 15-minute wait protocol, because many riders the first week were seeing different pickup behavior, where it was picking them up in the driving lane of the parking lot, like in front of the store, which is fine if you're quick, but like could block traffic. So now I think they've changed it. So it'll go, if it can, like go park and then I guess update you as to where it is.
I hope that it's a setting. I hope that it's like, you know, you'll have 10 seconds.
You now have 15 seconds to comply.
If you're quick, and it'll, you know, say like, pick me up in front of the store. And it's like, okay, but I'll go park after, you know, 15 seconds or something.
And Nick posted this: Tesla Robotaxi stops for a pedestrian trying to cross a 35 mile an hour street and lets her by. This was incredible. Yeah. So really nice to see that it's not like the Waymo style of everything has to be pre-planned. Life is not planned and lots of weird things can happen and the car seems to be ready for them. And it appears that Tesla's Robotaxi app 25.7.0 now has added adjustable pickup locations.
So this was a feature that early riders wanted in the app, the ability to place a pin on the map for a pickup location, just like in the Uber app, instead of just typing in an address.
Right, and that's important for a couple of reasons. Not just because maps aren't always super accurate, but also because a lot of times you can visually see where you want to go and get dropped off or picked up, but you don't actually know what the address is.
Or it's like a big building,
right,
and it's like, well, the address is technically at the service entrance. And it's like, well, that's not where anyone's getting let out. Also, the Robotaxi app now appears to show wait time, another important feature that took them, what, a whole 2 weeks to roll out?
Elon, 2 weeks? Really? No, definitely they're listening to rider feedback.
But the app is still only available for Apple iOS.
I do have to stress, that's incredible. When products roll out and there needs to be updates, usually it can take months for a company to do that. Now we've just seen it happen in 2 weeks. And Tesla appears to be expanding their robotaxi territory in Austin. Nick said Tesla is out in full force tonight, validating parts of downtown Austin. They're getting ready to expand. They have a fleet of vehicles running up and down South Congress Bridge. This is exciting. And so you can see the map there.
So this would expand Tesla's Robotaxi north across the river into downtown Austin.
Yeah, because up till now they've been south of the river. And so that doesn't touch all of the, you know, the downtowny parts and like Joe Rogan's mothership. So if you want to get there soon, hopefully you will be able to.
I wonder if that's going to be on a new episode. I wonder if he's going to be like, dude, I was just in a Robotaxi.
So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
So this story has been dominating news feeds everywhere with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of you didn't see.
And then just a day later, Tesla shares rose after Elon announced that he's returning 24/7, but only 13 articles covered that.
Markets react fast, but public opinion, that sticks on purpose.
The media knows making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as him, just think about everything else we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories. They break down the reporting sources' bias and credibility, and they let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for other important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us. This app should already be on your phone.
So the Model 3 might be feeling a bit left out after seeing all those Model Y robotaxis.
Well, the Model 3 has its own reason to be proud. According to the Euro NCAP, the Tesla Model 3 is the safest new car in Europe for 2025.
Yeah, out of 20 new car models that NCAP just tested, the Model 3 earned the highest safety score, 359 out of 400 possible points.
Model 3 earned a score of 90% for adult occupant protection, 93% for child occupant protection, 89% for pedestrian protection, and 87% for its safety assist systems.
Tesla Europe Middle East said, if you love them, put them in a Tesla. So in the world of XAI, it appears that Elon has confirmed that XAI has bought a power plant to power Colossus. That's the XAI Memphis, Tennessee facility, where they currently have 200,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs and 156 Tesla Megapacks. Now, they've shipped that from overseas because they can't get one made here in the U.S. fast enough.
And Elon said, accurate. So what do we know about this power plant? How many megawatts will it be? When will it arrive?
We don't know much about it. Currently, the Memphis facility is powered by 35 gas turbines with a combined capacity of 422 megawatts. The facility will likely need about 1.5 to 2 gigawatts of power. So maybe the power plant will be that big. It'll probably be natural gas powered, but that's about all we know. So according to Not a Tesla App, Tesla's app update 4.46.5 has what appears to be new upcoming code in it that will enable Tesla wall connectors to do rate-based charging.
So this would require not only a Tesla wall connector and a Tesla, but also at least one Powerwall?
Right. So it would enable the wall connectors to automatically charge your Tesla via the Powerwall, and then when electricity prices are low, charge back up the Powerwalls on that cheaper electricity.
So it's kind of like if you went to the grocery store and prices were different throughout the day, which is like a thing that's now happening. And so you could like, hey, dude, you're going to be at the store at 11 o'clock when oranges are really cheap. Go pick them up then, and then I'll eat them later.
Yeah, it's price arbitrage. Exactly. So since the One Big Beautiful Bill was signed into law on July 4th, we thought we should update everyone about what it means for EVs and sustainable energy.
The biggie is that the $7,500 federal tax credit for new EV purchases will expire on September 30th of this year.
So if you are considering buying an EV and you live in the U.S., you may want to get moving. This credit comes right off the sticker price of a new qualifying EV, but it is gone in less than 3 months. And so is the $4,000 used EV tax credit. That will be gone too on September 30th.
Now, didn't I hear something about an annual EV fee of like $250?
That had been in the original bill, but it apparently didn't make it into the final bill. So there is no $250 EV annual fee, thankfully. The 30% tax credit for rooftop solar is also being terminated on December 31st of this year. So if you want to install solar, hurry up.
And thanks to our friends at EnergyPal for help with that.
Another biggie that automakers other than Tesla are probably rejoicing over, but will actually speed up their demise, is the bill's elimination of penalties for automakers that fail to meet federal corporate average fuel economy or CAFE standards.
I don't follow.
Okay, well, it's been that automakers that don't meet fuel economy standards for their fleets every year either had to pay stiff penalties or buy ZEV credits, right? Mainly from Tesla. Now that those penalties are gone because of this new law, American automakers aren't going to buy ZEV credits anymore. So Ford, GM, and others had been lobbying hard for this.
But oh no, I mean, Tesla won't get millions of dollars every year from other manufacturers.
Well, nothing's changed in Europe, so Tesla will still probably get paid by European automakers for those credits, but you are right about U.S. automakers. There are some legal battles coming up over this, but by not incentivizing U.S. automakers to make more EVs, it's actually just going to accelerate their death, in my opinion.
And it's going to look like this bump. It's going to look like this. Oh my gosh, oh, everything's better now. I can already see in the boardrooms like,
well, thank goodness that's over. Well, now we don't have to focus on it. And Tesla can eat our lunch even harder.
The geothermal tax credits for geothermal heat pumps for your home and other heat pumps will end on December 31st as well, along with the energy efficient home improvement credits. So those end at the end of this year too. So hurry up if you have any of those projects on the to-do list.
Now, how about the battery manufacturing credits for companies like Tesla to get federal tax credits for making batteries in the U.S.?
That remains. So it seems like Tesla's new Nevada LFP battery plant will qualify for the 45X credit, which is $35 per kilowatt hour for battery cells and $10 per kilowatt hour for modules. But the new law has stricter content sourcing requirements. In 2026, it's going to be 60% U.S. content. That'll go up year after year until we hit 85% in 2030. Now, the advanced manufacturing production credit will now end for wind power components after 2027. And the clean electricity production credit phases down for wind, solar, nuclear, and geothermal power, with new restrictions on the use of components from China. Wind and solar projects can still claim the credit as long as they either begin construction within a year of the law's enactment or come online before the end of 2027. Nuclear, geothermal, and battery projects would have a little bit more time than wind and solar. And the energy efficient credit for new homes, that was a tax credit for the construction of new homes that meet Energy Star standards. That credit ends June 30th of next year. Now, you can deduct for new car loan interest for American-made vehicles. That's new in the bill. So from 2025 through 2028, interest paid on loans for purchasing a personal use vehicle can now be deducted. To qualify for the deduction, the vehicle must meet all of the following. Has to be a car, minivan, SUV, pickup, motorcycle, or van. The final assembly must occur in the United States, and the maximum deductible interest of $10,000 per year. Obviously, there's deduction phasing out for taxpayers with income above $100,000 single and $200,000 joint. Look, there's a lot of stuff in this bill. If you are thinking about taxes or tax credits, you need to talk to people who know what's in the bill. So do what I did. Feed it to Grok.
Mm.
Thanks to Chess at Chicago for sponsoring this episode.
Win the EV of your dreams. Choose from a Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, or take $50,000 in cash. Your pick from the exclusive raffle prize lineup.
It's the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chess at Chicago, and this year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought-after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top-tier EV.
This is the last week that you can buy two or more tickets.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
For July 10th and be entered to win that bottle of Tesla tequila worth $1,600, no strings attached.
And it's really good tequila.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at winning an amazing prize. Plus, your ticket helps Chess at Chicago support families in crisis through more than 80 life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more.
Only 9,999 tickets will be sold. And once they're gone or the drawing date hits, that's it. There's no second chances.
So go to ccraffle.com and use promo code NYK to get $25 off two tickets or $500 off 15.
That's ccraffle.com, code NYK. Your chance to win big, give bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV.
So if you've been looking for a moped-style e-bike, we just reviewed the Movecan V60 Pro over on our other YouTube channel. Now let's review.
Now, I don't know if many people know about this style of e-bike. It's completely legal here in the U.S. as an e-bike, but the Movecan V60 Pro has a nice, relaxed motorcycle-style seat.
Yeah, you might actually be seeing these, but mistaking them for mopeds or motorcycles. They're a lot of fun, and you can find out all about them on Now Let's Review.
We'd love it if you'd visit that channel and subscribe for awesome e-mobility reviews, including autonomous lawnmowers, electric lawn tools, and so much more.
And when you head over there, leave us a comment. Say, hey, I just watched GTN. It'll help with the engagement in the YouTube algorithm monster. Thank you.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Elon said Starlink now available in Chad. Starlink's high-speed internet now available in Chad, marking the 24th country, territory, or market in Africa where Starlink is available. Now, I know you know that Chad's in Africa, but where in Africa is it? Quick.
It's like southwestish.
Well, you know what? We'll reveal where Chad is at the end of the show.
Okay.
So comment down below where you think it is. And Starlink posted, in support of those impacted by flooding in Texas, Starlink is providing mini kits for search and rescue efforts, ensuring connectivity even in dead zones, and 1 month of free service for thousands of customers in the region, including those who pause service so they can reactivate Starlink during this time. And it's been really important. I've been hearing a lot of first responders can't communicate. They're out in the middle of nowhere. And so Starlink is really helping them with the search. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Remember, for just $1 a month, if you haven't already joined, you can head on over to Patreon. You support the work we do, and you get all the bonus stories every month.
Every month?
Every week, every day. It's practically every day now. Well, I don't know. You get
three times a week so far.
Yeah. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the shout outs. These are really important people. They help support the show at $5 or more a month, and we want to give them their due. So who do we got this week?
Andrew Lawrence.
Greg Galka.
Rob Walker.
Aaron Leach.
And Carl Anderson.
Thank you guys so much for making this possible.
Can't do it without you.
All right, we had a Patreon poll, and if you'd like to join that poll, go join us on Patreon. Who do you think has it right, Waymo or Tesla? I was just checking to make sure it worked. I was, I thought it was going to be 100% Tesla. Someone in there did say Waymo.
You're really weird.
And then a couple people did say, like, they thought it would be Tesla mainly, but maybe they need more sensors. And I'm like, well, that's Waymo, but...
Interesting. Yeah,
it seems one of the most overwhelming polls we've had.
I think it might be the most. That's amazing.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Farzad posted, now that Trump's big, beautiful bill is passed, the race is officially underway. The U.S. will need to grow GDP by an average of 4 to 7% a year for the next 10 years to offset the spending in the bill.
Elon said, AI and robotics is the only way.
Louise says, imagine an alien watching Earth from the moon with a telescope. For thousands of years, no sign of humans, just forests, oceans, clouds. Then around 1700, about 300 years ago, cities, roads, and lights appear. Exponential progress is invisible until it's not.
And Elon said, true, if aliens came to Earth before the invention of writing around 5,500 years ago and tried their hardest to explain spaceships and supernovas, they would fail. I don't know if it's around 1700. I mean, when was the Great Wall of China built?
That's true. That's a lot longer.
You can see that one from space.
That's true.
People told me.
Elon posted, Independence Day is the perfect time to ask if you want independence from the two-party, some would say uniparty system. Should we create the America Party?
And 65.4% of people said yes.
Elon said one way to execute on this would be to laser focus on just 2 or 3 Senate seats in 8 to 10 House districts. Given the razor-thin legislative margins, that would be enough to serve as the deciding vote on contentious laws, ensuring that they serve the true will of the people.
And Muse said, which party would they caucus with?
Elon said legislative discussions would be had with both parties caucus independently. Evan asked midterms or 2028.
Elon said next year.
Elon said by a factor of 2 to 1, you want a new political party and you shall have it. When it comes to bankrupting our country with waste and graft, we live in a one party system, not a democracy. Today, the America Party is formed to give you back your freedom. I like Tesla said acronym should be AP, like the legacy media company. Faith loves irony.
Elon said, just America, no acronyms. Then he posted, America. America!
Tyler Palmer asked, is this the America Party platform? So reduce debt, responsible spending only, modernize military with AI and robotics, pro-tech, accelerate to win in AI, less regulation across the board, but especially in energy, free speech, pro-natalist, centrist policies everywhere else. If so, where do we send our donations?
And Elon said, yeah.
Grace Chong posted what Bannon said. You're not an American. You're South African. If we take enough time and prove the facts of that, you should be deported because of the crime of which you did among many. He's talking about Elon.
And Elon said the fat drunken slob called Bannon will go back to prison. And this time for a long time, he has a lifetime of crime to pay for. He went on to say evil oozes from his face like a disease.
I guess he doesn't like him.
I think they don't like each other.
Elon posted, we have improved Grok significantly. You should notice a difference when you ask Grok questions. I think this is the beginnings of Grok 4. Headshock 1962 posted, Elon, please tell us what made you go from loving Donald Trump as much as straight man can love another to taking swipes towards him and his efforts. There had to be one thing that caused this change. What was it?
And Elon said, increasing the deficit from an already insane $2 trillion under Biden to $2.5 trillion. This will bankrupt the country.
Holmar's catalog posted, every CEO is involved in politics, by the way. Most just aren't transparent about it.
And Elon said, true.
Elon posted this meme, when I grow up, I can buy all the games I want?
Yes, but you won't have time to play with them.
Elon said the Republican Party has a clean sweep of the executive, legislative, and judicial branches and still had the nerve to massively increase the size of government, expanding the national debt by a record $5 trillion. Bill Gates posted, the facts are simple and devastating. Aid cuts have already cost lives and the number of deaths will continue to rise. Here's the evidence.
John Hawkins said, bro, you're worth $117 billion. If you really think aid cuts are costing lives, feel free to make up the difference.
Elon said, exactly. The real reason Gates is unhappy is that his organization isn't getting billions in U.S. taxpayer money anymore. Elon asked, when and where should we hold the inaugural American Party Congress? This will be super fun. Grok answered, Elon's call for the inaugural American Party Congress is a bold move to empower citizens directly. I suggest Austin, Texas in late 2025. And Elon said,
good suggestion.
All right, before we get to new superchargers, I want to talk about this beautiful supercharger.
Tesla has officially opened the largest supercharger in the world in Lost Hills, California. Today, it's 84 stalls, but by the end of the year, it will be 168. 11 megawatts of solar and solar canopies on 30 acres of land with 10 Tesla Megapacks storing 39 megawatt hours of electricity, and it uses only 1.5 megawatts of grid power. It also has 12 pull-through stalls, and they built it in just 8 months.
Yeah, Max DeZegger, head of supercharging, said solar and storage will be the majority of meeting growing energy needs. The sun is a reliable giant fusion reactor, and we just need to catch a minuscule amount of it. The largest supercharger in the world will be powered by the sun. And he went on to say, from renderings to reality, we started exploring this project 2 years ago. It was clear that there would be a significant shortage of charging capacity for this corridor, that the 20 megawatts plus of utility upgrades would not arrive in time, and that nobody was doing anything about it. Tesla Charging is serious about not slowing down EV adoption and hence had to leverage the full Tesla energy ecosystem. Congrats to the hardcore teams on delivering on time for summer peaks. All right, it's time for new superchargers. What do we got in the world, Jess?
We have an expansion from 4 to 8 stalls in Kaurasuvanto, Finland.
We have the 12 stall version 4 in New Italy, New South Wales, Australia.
An expansion from 10 to 14 stalls in Wyboston, UK.
Why not? We have number 72 in Georgia, the 16-stall version 4 in Augusta.
Number 35 in Denmark is the 16-stall in Nyborg, Denmark.
We have the 12-stall version 4 in Malibu, California.
We have the 8-stall version 4 on the move in Blackburn in Frontier, UK.
We have an expansion from 10 to 14 stalls version 2 and 3 in Abington, UK.
Number 93 in New Jersey is the 32-stall version 4 in Lawnside, New Jersey.
Number 112 in New York is the 16-stall version 4 in Clifton Park.
The 20-stall version 4 in Las Vegas at West Russell Road, Nevada.
The 3-stall version 3 in Yangcheng, China.
The 3-stall in Haozhou, China.
The 4-stall version 2 in Guangzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Changsha, China.
The 3-stall in Taizhou, China.
The 8-stall version 4 in Vesoul, France.
An expansion from 8 to 16 stalls in Svolvær, Norway.
Number 87 in Sweden is the 8-stall in Krokom, Sweden.
The 8-stall version 4 in Baugula, New South Wales, Australia.
The 4-stall in Nihil in Victoria, Australia.
Number 125 in Australia, the 6-stall in Laverton.
The 8-stall in Bellevue, Idaho.
Number 14 in Idaho, the 4-stall version 4 in McCall, Idaho.
The 12-stall version 4 with a solar canopy in Atwater, California.
Number 134 in Japan, the 6-stall in Tokyo.
The 8-stall version 4 in Simmern, Germany.
The big one we just told you about, the 84-stall version 4 with the solar canopy and the batteries in Lost Hills, California.
Number 92 in Virginia is the 8-stall in Bedford, Virginia.
The 16-stall version 4 in Atascadero, California.
Number 232 in France is the 16-stall in La Seyne-sur-Mer, France.
An expansion from 20 to 28 stall version 4 with solar canopy in Riom, France.
Number 154 in Norway is the 16 stall in Grong, Norway.
Number 571 in California, the 12 stall version 4 in Eureka.
Number 60 in Nevada is the 12 stall in Moapa, Nevada.
Number 277 in Germany, the 8 stall version 4 in Schorndorf, Germany.
The 3 stall in Wuhu, China.
The 3 stall in Taiyuan, China.
Number 2241 in China is the 4 stall in Xining, China.
An expansion from 8 to 16 stalls in Grosseto, Italy.
An expansion from 8 to 16 stalls in Clermont-Ferrand, France.
Number 22 in Belgium, the 12 stall in Verville, Belgium.
And number 199 in the UK is the 12 stall version 4 in Manchester, UK.
All right, let's find out where Chad is. You said what? Southwest?
I said Southwest.
It's right in the middle, baby.
Right in the smack dab middle.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Now you know.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy 2 or 3 select major appliances. And when you buy 4 or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.